I tell you what, for someone who hates frogs, I've had one stuck in my throat for about 3 weeks now. Now, I wanted to give you a heads up. So I am trying to spread the love around with my food reviews as much as possible. So I've printed out a big map of Melbourne and I'm circling each location I go to and I'm just having a look and seeing where I need to give some love to.
Right.
I went to the southeast this week because I realised I hadn't gone there before. Now, before I get started, we have a massive listening audience of Greek heritage. I'm going to apologise now because I am going to all the pronunciations today. Went to Amos Greek Tavern. It's in Sandringham. And I went there with someone who's well-known on the show. I won't mention her by name, but she follows a low FODMAP diet. And I said to her, do you want to go out for dinner? And she's like, yeah. And I said, oh, should we probably go somewhere that suits you? And she goes, nah, it'll be worth it. I've heard this place is really great. Mm. And it was. So on Tuesday evening, we went to this beautiful little family-run joint. It's got a lovely interior, but it's also got this lovely outdoor dining area overlooking Melrose Street out the back. And it's just full of Greek classic share plates, larger meat dishes, salad, seafood. They've got the banquet options as well, but you need to order freely off the menu because that's where the excitement is. So we started with the mixed dips platter. And I reckon you should judge every Greek eatery by the quality of their tzatziki and tarama salada.
Doesn't matter.
And Amos's is pure perfection, of course. They've got a beautiful skordalia, which is potato, garlic, and olive oil dip. And you feel so naughty when you smear that on bread because it's just carbs on carbs, but it's amazing. But their melitzana, which is eggplant roasted till tender and then chopped and mixed up with other things, that was definitely the winner there.
Isn't it funny that the Greek word for eggplant is very similar to the Italian word for eggplant?
Tis?
Yeah.
What is that?
Melanzane.
Oh. The dolmades, like most of the entrees, that comes with a side of tzatziki. But I reckon if you dip it in, you're doing yourself a disservice because it's actually so delicious on its own. The tzatziki actually masks the flavours, so you don't need anything with it. Mm. Just have it on its own.
Beautiful.
Save the extra dip for the pan-fried zucchini chips, which are absolutely delicious.
I like the sound of that.
And the perfect side too, we had some char-grilled calamari and some fat, juicy scallops. Now, everything they cook there...
Why did you avoid the thing that comes between the calamari and the scallops?
What was that?
The octobody.
I haven't been able to have proper octopus since watching my octopus teacher.
Good idea.
There's just something about it that seems a little off to me. In the meantime, the staff there, they were so amazing, so lovely. They're sitting there and we could see the chefs coming through and just giving us the nod of approval as to how much food we had on our table.
Great.
And I don't think they thought that we would get through it all, but they have no idea who that we're messing with, because we also got the lamb gyros and the chicken skewers. So that's a massive plate. It's served with salad, pita bread, potatoes. And yes, by this time we were working up a light sweat. My friend had unbuttoned her jeans and I was having trouble breathing, but it was due to happiness because it was so lovely.
I always think you should get puffed whilst eating.
I think you should as well. I seriously had a sheen on my forehead because I was just pushing myself so hard to get through it. It was lovely. So it's a really classy but unpretentious joint. Possibly the quietest Greek feast to have ever existed. No shouting, no plate smashing, anything like that.
Any user?
Pardon?
Ouzo. Mm.
Oh, yes. So the drinks menu is actually really lovely and accessible. So I think, like, the most expensive bottle of Plonk is about $55.
Okay.
Plenty of Greek and Aussie offerings, reds, whites, bubbles, some beers, and, of course, the dedicated section to Greek spirits.
And how do you go with ouzo?
I find it a little bit difficult, but I'm willing to try and give it a go.
It's my summer revelation. I've got to the point where I actually quite like it.
I don't like ouzo, but I love mutaxa, the brandy.
Yes.
Greek brandy.
And how
beautiful.
Do you have that? Do you just have to warm it or anything?
No,
or?
Straight down the gullet.
Okay, because I love that. That's
down the gurgler.
The Greeks are so unpretentious when it comes to their food and their alcohol. I remember once I served an Italian some brandy and he came and lectured me about having to warm the glass up first. The Greeks, they don't care about anything like that.
No, they say doesn't matter. Stay with us. That's Michaela trailing her new voice. Amos, AMOS, Ammo's, we'd probably say, is the, if you want to remember how to spell it. Ammo's Greek Tavern, Station Street, Sandringham. Ammo's Greek Tavern.com.